From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States on Monday vetoed a draft UN resolution rejecting President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The veto came after all 14 other Security Council members voted for the resolution. This is U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
For decades, Israel has withstood wave after wave of bias in the UN and its agencies. The United States has often stood beside Israel. We did not on December 23, 2016. We will not make that mistake again.
The veto highlighted the isolation of the United States over the president's announcement that the U.S. Embassy will be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. That effectively ignores Palestinian claims on the city. President Trump warned Monday that the country's greatness is being challenged by rival powers, but he promised the United States would use every instrument at its disposal to ignite what he portrayed as an American awakening. He laid out his new national security strategy during a speech in Washington. He pointed to Russia and China as his chief concerns. He said both countries, quote, seek to challenge American values, influence, and wealth. But he promised that Washington, under his leadership, would not back down. He said, whether we like it or not, we are engaged in a new era of competition. American success is not a foregone conclusion. We are declaring that America is in the game, and that America, he said during his speech, is going to win. This is VOA News. At least six people were killed and